Got to take with you in order to shoot. You've got to take. What do you have to take?
You have to take shells or with the old muzzle loaders. You had to take powder and lead balls.
Okay, now the modern bullets, the modern ammunition has the it all together. What do you call it? That piece of ammunition that has the.
For a shotgun, I call it a shell, and for a rifle, cartridge.
Okay, I was looking at the word.
Former since we turned that
heat in there. You were talking about the different kinds of things that people had to, or different games you played when you were a child.
Yes, that's cool.
Okay. What about, what do they call a thing where you maybe take a plank and set it down on a rock or something like that? One kid would get on one end, one on the other.
These shoes bother me.
Teeter-totter.
Okay.
The first time I've had
them on. How about, did you ever have a thing where you maybe had both ends anchored and a kid would either sit on or jump up and down in the middle? Go up and down like that? A lot of people have heard this.
Something like a trampoline, I don't know.
Okay. How about a thing that went round and round? Kids go round and round on it.
Merry-go-round?
Yeah. When you had coal heat, you had to carry, what was it, the thing called you carried the coal in from the coal bin?
Coal bucket.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you use to wheel sort of middle-sized loads of stuff from one place to another?
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah. If you, say, were mowing stuff with a scythe, you'd probably want to carry something in your pocket to sharpen the scythe.
What the scythe?
Yeah, what would you call that thing?
Whetstone. Whetstone.
Yeah, okay. It had a larger thing that maybe had turned around.
Grindstone.
Okay.
Grindstone, yeah.
The,
Turned one of them enough to know.
The, if the car, if you buy a car and it's got grease fittings on it, you figure that the grease fittings are on there so that every so often you can do what to it?
What about them?
I say you figure the manufacturer puts grease fittings on the car, you figure every so often he wants you to do what to the car?
Grease it.
Okay. And if you're not careful with this while you're greasing the car, you get it on your shirt or something like that, you come in and say, my shirt is all,
greased up, I guess.
Okay, or another word for that, for greased up.
What do you call it? Give it a bad name?
It's the same, it's just about the same word. It's real obvious.
Your hands get all.
Well, let's say if you're washing dishes. I say you don't want to wash the pots and pans before you wash the dishes because the dishwater gets all.
What did it do? I don't know.
Greasy.
That's the word we were looking for. Every so often.
Huh? Well, he didn't ask if he knows it.
Every so often on a car, also every 4,000 or 5,000 miles, you need to change the.
What do they call that, you say?
What do you need to change? I mean, this is a, we're looking for pronunciation. It's real simple. You need to change the,
Oil change?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. The old tires, before they had the kind that didn't have anything inside them, had a thing you need to take out when you had a flat tire and patch, what do you call it?
Tube.
Okay. Did they ever go fishing down here at all?
Oh, yeah.
Just off the bank, or did you go in a boat?
Oh, not very much boat fishing.